Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine conflict. Famine. I welcome Ivana Strodner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing with her colleague Yulia Sabina Yoya recently at the Dispatch about food as a weapon in the hands of the very discerning and cunning foreign ministry of the Russian Federation. Ivana, a very good evening to you. I begin with your sight of Sergei Lavrov's recent swing through Africa, speaking about the Ukraine conflict, blaming NATO, blaming America, I understand. But the conversation turned on food. And how is it that Russia is explaining to Egypt, to Zimbabwe, to all of North Africa, that they've blockaded grain and sunflower oil and other products coming out of Ukraine? At Odessa, what does Russia say when they're accused of the blockade? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me again to your show to talk about how Russia is weaponizing food and refugees. So, yes, Lavrov, indeed, he was in Africa with a one simple goal, to discredit the United States and NATO and to blame them for everything that's happening right now in the world. And you're absolutely right, because Ukraine in general, it's known as the breadbasket of Europe. And Russia and Ukraine, they export a third of global wheat supplies. And many countries in Africa are actually relying on wheat from Ukraine. So, for example, Tunisia, Somalia, Libya, Eritrea, they import almost half of their wheat from Ukraine. So no wonder why at this moment Russia has so much incentive to be in Africa and to blame NATO and the United States for food shortages. So that's the, you know, very simple thing, because I want to put this in a much larger context, something that I'm very, very fearful. I fear that by spreading this information and blaming NATO and specifically the United States for waging what they call, what Russians are call like a proxy war, and that they are deliberately causing food crisis in Africa, this might well cause economic crisis in different countries in Africa that might then, you know, lead to social unrest. And when you have social unrest, then you have migration, and then Europe will have a very, Europe might actually face quite eventful fall with the rise of refugees.
Yes. Okay. So what we look at here is the food weapon connected to the refugee weapon that you argue with your colleague in the dispatch is a deliberate aim of the Russian Foreign Ministry to disrupt the refugee flow again, as happened in the Syria civil war during the last decade, but especially after 2015. Those refugees dislodged sweep towards the better states, and that would be Europe. So the refugee crisis that Turkey and Germany suffered in 5 and 10 years ago is now seen as by Russia as a weapon to use again. They want North Africa to seek refuge in the Middle East, in Turkey, in Europe. Is that the aim here?
So I'm glad that you mentioned this, because I would just like to give a context to our listeners. While everyone is counting the number of tanks and jets and declare, you know, how Russia is performing poorly in Ukraine, that's only one part of Russia's hybrid war. Russia is weaponizing energy, food, information, religion, just name it, everything that is at its disposal to create internal chaos, because the disrupted Europe and disrupted United States and the West more broadly will actually allow Russia to accomplish its goals in Ukraine. So, yes, everything what we are seeing right now with refugees is really nothing new. Russia has been doing that for almost a decade with the crisis in Ukraine, with the war in Ukraine back in 2014, then with the Syria crisis, because with the flow of refugees, the way they're weaponizing that towards Europe actually creates additional instability. So that's something that we should be very mindful of how Russia is using that strategically. This is not an organic thing.
So the refugee focus has been heretofore on Ukraine. The number of Ukrainians who have fled for sanctuary in Poland and the surrounding states. However, you're looking at the scale of it, all of Eurasia, and disrupting the refugee flow aiming at NATO nations. That's where they're headed.
Indeed, you know what's going to happen, what I'm actually afraid that might actually happen, you know, in Africa with the all disinformation campaigns that Russia has been waging very strategically over the past decade through different groups such as, you know, Prigozhin. He had a huge influence over there by creating different outlets and spreading disinformation in order to disrupt society, especially on the western part of Africa. So what might we actually fear? They already set like all informational conditions that this whole war is just because of NATO and just because of the United States. So now when you add to this charade also this information about the food crisis and blaming the United States, it's just going to become a fertile soil for more instability in Africa. And mark my words, instability in Africa means also instability in Europe. So we really need to perceive this war through more holistic lenses.
What is to be done? What are your recommendations?
To begin with, we need to really continue arming Ukraine to the teeth and provide Ukraine whatever they need to defeat Russia. But more importantly, at this point, on a short run, we really need to also launch offensive and defensive information operations inside Africa. We forgot about that region. We need to counter Russia's information operations over there. We should definitely send hybrid warfare teams in different countries in Africa that are suffering from Russia's disinformation campaigns, where actually Moscow is portraying itself as a friend of those countries, when in fact it's strategically important region for Russia that Russia is just using to advance their strategic interests and destabilize the free world further.
You name the states that are most critical. Tunisia, with the failure of governance there, is now under a man who acts despotically, a former professor. Somalia, in a raging civil war with al-Qaeda elements and jihadist elements everywhere. Libya, a failed state, with Turkey and Russia both involved in some fashion, but al-Qaeda's there as well. And Eritrea, a piece of the Ethiopian civil war, depending upon the flow of food out of Ukraine, destabilizing Eritrea means the whole Horn of Africa will tumble back down again in the conflict. So we're looking at a major threat to peace in an area where there's no attention when we look at the scale of the Ukrainian war. Ivana, just final 30 seconds here. Do you see in Washington where you are? Do you see in Washington knowledge or sensitivity of this at State Department or in the news?
Yes, people are actually paying attention. And I'm very grateful, really, to see that even the U.S. State Department recently published an outstanding publication where they debunked all Russian lies and disinformation campaigns in Africa. Now, one thing is to be aware of it. The second thing is to do something about that. So I don't know really what's happening behind the closed doors, but I really hope that the United States and the rest of the West are going to pay even more attention to it.
Ivana Stradner, advisor to the Barrett Center for Media Integrity at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Her colleague, Yulia Sabina Yoya, teaches at Georgetown and George Washington University. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.